Hello.
Hello, my name is Ashley. I was returning a quick call back from customer support.
Hi, Ashley. You guys took out $56,098 out of my account because on Facebook y'all had something about KitchenAid for $2. And I applied, and next thing I know, you guys, 2 minutes later, you guys took $59 out of my account. And my bank won't give it credit, me, my money back. And I want my money back from y'all.
I'm happy to search in our system for you, see what I can get pulled up. What's your name and zip code?
Rosetta Collins, 60440.
Okay. I believe I found some matching information here, just to be sure. Could I ask for your street address entered?
355 Fox Bend Circle in Bolingbrook, Illinois, 60440.
No problem. Thank you. Let me get this loaded real quick. Yes, ma'am. It has brought up a sweepstakes entry completed on the mixer, just as you explained, and I see that the enrollment for the monthly contest is pulled from our Bites Hub meal planning application, which the charge had been for. I know it's sent via email to include recipe guides that cut out sugar and carb cravings. And you.
No, I didn't. That wasn't. It said for KitchenAid mixer. That's what that said, and I applied. And next thing I know, 2 minutes later, you guys take $56.98. I was like, this is not what I applied for. This said for merchant for Walmart, not with KitchenAid no more. I'm like, no. And so my bank just gave me this number. I just want my $59.50, my money back in my account.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. And we're happy to assist. Sorry I wasn't made more clear. I know you spoke with your bank about the billing just now, and you said that they provided our phone number. Is there any current dispute against the charge?
I put a dispute against the charge, but they won't give it. They denied it because they said I don't have any proof. I should have took a picture of it and scanned it to them, but I didn't because I didn't know. And she said, well, here's the number because it's a fitness health thing. I said, I don't know nothing about no fitness health thing because I didn't sign up for that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. And I'm sorry again for the frustration this has caused. I'm just working
on
it.
Yeah, very frustrated. Mm-hmm.
I'm just working to get it canceled for you so you don't have to worry about any future billings effective immediately today. And we're happy to assist on the charge as well. I'm just waiting for the cancellation to go through so I can take a look at the billing. I appreciate your patience,
yes,
Ms. Collins. So I'm just waiting for the refund to go through now. It is the amount of the $59.89. Just so you know, mm-hmm. You should notice that reflect back within the next 3 to 5 business days. Here in a moment, I'll be providing a confirmation number as well to keep in your records.
Okay, let me write it down. Let me get it. I can't write this down. These people that took money out of my account, and I'm mad about. Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. That number would be 7269055789.
So you said 7269055789.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I have the account fully notated for you as well. Did you have any other question or concern?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling customer support. You have
So that's canceled, and I should see this money refunded back in my account in how long?
Yes, ma'am. The account's canceled, and the refund would post within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so by the end of this week, I should see that money back in my account.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
All right.